I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. How many Catherine Zeta-Joneses can you fit in the ocean? Only one if she's starring opposite George Clooney or Brad Pitt in Ocean's 12. But if it's the actual ocean, then the number is closer to one sextillion Zeta-Joneses. Wait, what? Oh, my producers are telling me the unit of measurement is actually zeta-joules, not zeta-jones. Well, in that case, a single joule is a measure of energy, zeta-joules are many trillions of joules, and in 2025, the ocean absorbed 23 zeta-joules of heat energy. According to a report in EOS magazine, that's akin to detonating 12 Hiroshima bombs in the sea. It's not just a lot. It's record-breaking. And the record has been broken 9 years in a row. And a 9-year streak is itself record-breaking. A hotter ocean impacts not just the marine life underwater, it throws off global water currents that are knotted to global wind and rain cycles. If the usual rain or snow patterns where you live are out of whack, odds are good it's the result of a hotter ocean. But whereas zeta-jones and zeta-joule energy conversion is a one-way road, climate change is not. If the ocean can impact you anywhere on Earth, you can likewise impact it. Converting food waste to compost is a powerful way to curb the emissions overheating the seas. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.